Money. It plays a major role in our everyday lives, whether we're spending it, making it, talking about it, or even trying to conquer it. Money is as important to human survival as oxygen and water. Turn on your television, open a newspaper, or surf the internet. Money is everywhere. It changes everything and affects everybody. Join CPA Jane Honig and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick and discover the real relationship between you and your own money, how it makes you feel, and what effect it has on your very being. Part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Welcome to the Money Dynamic.
Good evening. This is Jane Honig, and I'm not here with Spencer Melnick, but I am here with my sidekick, Mo Babicki, my friend and a serial entrepreneur. She's been joining me for the last few months. We are part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, broadcast from 1510 AM WMEX Boston. We air in 5 New England states at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the fourth Sunday of every month. We're replayed on DreamVision7Radio.com every Friday at 3 p.m. and 3 a.m. Eastern Time. For a full station schedule, including our affiliate show times around the world, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. That's DreamVision7Radio.com. The Money Dynamic radio show and our programs are different from most shows about money. We don't talk about what you do with money. We don't tell you what to do with your money. We ask you, why do you do it? We ask you to think about how you feel, react, and interact with money, because ultimately the why of your money is what causes you to do what you do with your money. So our show is about building a new awareness of money and about your money dynamic so you can find balance in your life with money and ultimately so you can make better choices, better decisions. You can find out more about us at themoneydynamic.com, and we always love to hear from you, so send your questions and comments to info@themoneydynamic.com. Tonight's show is live. We really would love to hear from you. It gets a little lonely out here with just the two of us. We'd love your voice to join us. Call in at 1-866-338-9663. That's 866-338-9663. So here we are, the end of February, finally. It's been really pretty hellish, at least out here on the East Coast with snowstorm after snowstorm after snowstorm. But talking to friends around the country, it's been pretty brutal in other areas, too. A friend in Nashville has been dealing with snow and ice and frozen pipes. And I talked to somebody today who was on vacation in Florida where it was only 13 degrees. So it's been pretty horrible. But the good news is it's 6 p.m. and the sun is just barely went away. You know, a few minutes ago, there was still a little cast, so, you know, spring is coming. You feel that, Mo?
I do feel like spring is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next month when we do this show, spring will be here.
Uh-huh. Yes, it will.
It will be here.
March 20th. Mm-hmm.
And the other good news, 2 weeks from now, daylight savings time will have started. And that always makes me feel good because, wow, just having some light at night is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have a little darkness in the morning, but I don't know, I'll give that up just to not feel like you have to go to bed at 4 in the afternoon because it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So tonight we're going to be talking about your money dynamic. Not the money dynamic like you hear us talk about all the time. We're going to talk about your money dynamic, your personal money dynamic. And, you know, what that means to you. Now, that's a name that a lot of you probably haven't, you've probably never been asked before, what's your money dynamic? But it's something I'm going to ask a lot of you tonight. You know, because your personal dynamic is what's in charge when you make money decisions. So, Mo, when I ask you, what's your money? Well, of course, you've heard me talk a little bit about
yes,
it.
Yes, I have.
But, you know, what does hearing money dynamic mean to you?
Well, I guess it would mean how do I make decisions about money? Do I make them quickly? Do I make them slowly? Am I cautious? You know, am I reckless? You know, do I think about it enough when I make a decision?
Yeah, that's an important question. Mm-hmm. Do you think about it enough? So, you know, I think probably the best way to tell you what I mean by your money dynamic is to tell you a little bit about how we came up with the name. It's based on this test, this self-assessment that Spencer Melnick, who used to co-host the show, and I did together. And when we put it together, we kept going over and over again, what do we call it? What is it this is actually showing? And for a while, we called it your money style. You know, what is your style with money? What is your go-to way of operating with money? What is your modus operandi? You hear that term a lot. You know, kind of your default position, where you naturally go with money. So that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about your money dynamic. It's the way you are with money without even thinking about it. It's your natural style. Now, usually when people talk about who you are with money or what's your money type, it usually is in terms of what you do wrong.
Yes.
Because, again, most money programs work from the place of what you do with your money. So those labels usually come with you're a penny pincher or you're a spendthrift or something like that. You've heard of those,
yes,
haven't
yeah.
you, Mo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always something you don't really feel that good about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like who really wants to find out if you're a spendthrift or a penny pincher or whatever it is, or ne'er-do-well that never thinks about money. This test was put together, this self-assessment was put together, so it pulled out how you are with money rather than what you do with money. And every single dynamic, there are four of them, is good.
Mm-hmm.
There's something good about them.
Yeah.
It isn't something you have to be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't something you want to throw away and say, I don't want any part of. But so taking the self-assessment isn't something you have to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing I want to point out. So one of the things I'm going to ask you listeners to do during the break is to go to our website, themoneydynamic.com, and take the self-assessment. It's free. It's easy. There's no right or wrong answer. You just have to go through. You're going to be given 20 groups of four words. You just pick which word is most like you. You know, it takes 3 minutes or less. And if you fill in your email, you're going to be sent an email back with your results. Well, actually, I take that back. The email doesn't have your results. I think the results pop up on the screen right there. I should know that, shouldn't I? But anyway, at the break, I'd like you listeners to go and take that and then call in and tell me what you think of your results. So the money dynamic that I'm talking about is just the way you are naturally with money. It's a good thing. Where our money problems crop up is when we use that dynamic too often. Because as I said, all four dynamics have something good to offer you in making decisions about money. And if you only use one style, one dynamic, you're losing the benefits of the other dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Which I agree with, and it's a very simple but profound way of thinking about money. Because I believe, Jane, I took your first money dynamic test, did I?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. And I was just so astounded that it was so accurate. And I said, oh, that's me. And it was good to know that there was a way to recognize the way I do things.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. But then the next step is there a better way? Or
yeah.
is there a way to add this, or are there other ways to do it that might, you know, make the way you do things even better?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you've watched the evolution of this test
mm-hmm.
and the evolution of the program, and in working more and more over the last couple of years, what we've gotten to is what we're looking for is really a balance, and really that's what we're looking for in all parts of our life. I mean, if you go to the website and look at it, the opening page isn't somebody with money. The opening page is a woman looking at four different foods, a donut, an apple, an orange, and something else. Well, it's balance in money is the same as balance in diet. You know, I love chocolate. That's my go-to place for comfort and everything. But if all I eat is chocolate, that's not very good. You need balance. You need a little bit of everything. It's the same with work and play, you know. All work makes Jack a dull boy. Too much play, you're in trouble. You've got to have a balance between the two. So it's the same with money. It's the same with the money dynamic. You want a little bit of each dynamic to balance, to help you make a decision that takes into account all the different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what ultimately you want to do with this knowledge is figure out, as you said, Mo, now what do I do with it?
Right.
So when we get off balance, when we're using too much of an element, you know, we aren't using the strengths of the other element, and we can get ourselves into places we don't want to be. Now, Mo and I guess this is why we're good friends.
Yes, this may be why.
We pretty much tested the same. We're both the ambitious element.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ambitious element is someone who is a serial entrepreneur, someone who's creative, seeing new ideas, and is kind of focused on the future and is, well, if this doesn't work out, there's another opportunity. So very optimistic, very motivated, very forward-thinking, looking in the future. Wonderful thing. Mo and I are now a little older. Well, at some point, you got to change that thinking. You got to get a little practical, okay? You know, yes, there's always another tomorrow, but we've got to think a little bit about today, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was on vacation not too long ago and talking to this man who has owned a couple of companies, and, you know, he was just talking about what he's done and how he's always got new ideas to do. He said, but, you know, at some point you kind of have to turn that off. And I said, that's exactly what we're talking about, but I don't think you have to turn it off. Way back when, you needed to learn how to balance it so mm-hmm. you weren't only using that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about how do you find balance. So the starting point is really in understanding what the dynamics are and understanding what your dynamic is. So as I said, I want you to go to the website, themoneydynamic.com, and take the free assessment so you find out what your dynamic is. So you can call in at 866-338-9663 and talk to us about what you found out. So while you're doing that, even now or at the break, let me start talking about what the four master elements are. And we'll start with, we talked a little bit about the ambitious, so let's just fill that in a little bit more. So as I said, the ambitious element is forward-thinking. People who have this usually are entrepreneurs or they're in leadership roles because, again, they're looking forward, looking at things. They will collaborate with people as long as you don't rain on their parade.
That's true. That's true. You've got to be positive.
Got to be positive. And, you know, as soon as somebody says, yeah, but what about this? It's mm-hmm. like, okay, I've got this covered. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So usually when it comes to money management, they'll take somewhat of a lead, but in terms of what it looks like in the future. Not so much about what's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they in a relationship, they will have some role in the management part. Now, the interesting thing with all of the four master elements is when someone uses too much of it. So that's what I was talking about here with ambitious. If you only use that element, you're always looking to the future and may not plan well for today, or you're looking to the future for the next way to make money, the next
yes.
way to bring it in,
mm-hmm.
and you aren't saving
mm-hmm.
for your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually when your ship doesn't come in, you may be left with something, mm-hmm. with nothing. Not something.
With nothing. We don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add about the ambitious, given that that's your dominant mode?
I have to say that it's quite seductive because it's such fun to be ambitious.
Yeah.
It's such fun to come up with the next new creative thing. It's such fun to not think about whether you're going to make any money from it. That's not so much fun.
Right.
But that's where you can get in trouble. That's
yeah.
where you can get caught.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it can be very seductive and very addictive in a lot of ways.
Right.
As can anything, any one of these styles, I guess.
Exactly.
Any one of them, you know, if you're too well, Jane will talk about the rest of them. But,
yeah.
You know, I like to look ahead. And I like to, you know, once I have one project done in my mind, I want to get on to the next one.
Right.
And I may not even need to make money with the first project, but really that's not realistic. That's part of what it is to follow through and be an entrepreneur. You have to make sure the thing that you're providing something that the people want and you're making money off it. You're making a profit. You've got to do that. So
exactly. So for those of you who might be ambitious, you may recognize
yes,
what this sounds like. Go to the website and take the test, and I see if this is where you really show up. And, you know, each one of these that I start talking about, you're going to start being able to identify yourself or people in your life to go, oh, I understand that. That's what's going on. So, again, the ambitious that we've talked about, it's a strength, but too much of it, you get out of balance. And you need to temper it with some of the other elements. Now, the other elements are practical, relaxed, and logical. And I think I will talk next about the practical because it's pretty different from the ambitious. Practical, what's important to practical is being safe and secure. Now, what was important to ambitious is creative, always creating something new. Practical needs to be safe and secure. And for them to feel comfortable in their life and with their money, they need to know they're safe. They need to know they're safe today and they're going to be safe in the future. So they tend to be looking at everything, making sure all bases are covered. Usually will not overspend because if you spend too much today, you're not going to have enough tomorrow. So worrying a little bit about not having enough is a sign of someone who has a strong practical element. Practical can end up focusing too much in the future on having enough in the future, and they lose sight of having joy today because they're worried about spending money because safety and security is so important to them. And I think of a client who was strong practical, and he said, you know, that side of me, when I get worrying about money, it is, but if I do this, then that'll happen, and that'll happen, and that'll happen. And he said, I just go down the rabbit hole of despair. All of a sudden, nothing works because I'm so worried about if I just make this one decision, then that means this is going to happen and that is going to happen. So like ambitious, being too creative and always focusing on what next, practical can get themselves stuck just worrying about what's going to happen. Can you think in your mind of somebody you know
that? Oh, yes. I can think of my ex-husband. Yes, he was like that.
Yeah.
And when we were very young, we had two kids, and he was putting a considerable amount of his paycheck into a pension account. And we didn't have enough to eat.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't even know he was doing that until I found out later that we could have done something about this poverty. And, you know, but that was his focus.
And that's what was important to him.
It was.
Because without knowing he was going to be safe in the future, he really couldn't relax in today. But it's taking it too far.
Yes.
Yeah, he was extreme.
And you can see how one spouse with an ambitious
yes.
dynamic and the other spouse with the practical. Is there any wonder we have a lot of arguing, fighting in relationships?
In this case, divorce, yes.
Yes, even divorce, because it's so hard when we get stuck in our dynamic to even understand what is this person doing? You know, why are, you know, what's wrong with them? That's where we usually go is, what's wrong with them? Don't they get it? Don't worry about it. We're going to be able to make it. We can do it this way. So that's another reason why it's so important to understand the dynamics, because it helps you to appreciate what the other person is bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So what the practical element brings to the table is just what it says, the practical approach to, okay, what's really happening here? This decision I'm making now is going to impact my future in what way? And what can I do now that'll be a good decision for today and for the future? So it's not using it to the extreme like we described, but having a healthy dose of it to help you make good decisions. So I hear it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other two master elements. In the meantime, please go to our website, themoneydynamic.com, and take that self-assessment. We want to hear from you. Call in at 866-338-9663. We'll be right back.
Money makes us react. It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home lives to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honick and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
These days, it's easy to have problems with money. Everyone has them. But the problem with money is not about the money. It's about the beliefs and values that drive our financial lives. CPA and money coach Jane Honick's award-winning book, The Problem with Money? It's Not About the Money, will help you solve your money problems by changing the thinking behind your problems. This powerful little book will remove your financial blindfold and free you to live the life you want and deserve. Available as hardcover, ebook, and audiobook, this award-winning book can be found at local and online booksellers. As a special promo for Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, you can purchase The Problem with Money, It's Not About the Money, at theproblemwithmoney.com for just $7.99 plus shipping. Just enter DREAM in the coupon field. And as a bonus, you'll receive a free consultation when you subscribe. Don't wait to make 2012 the year that changes everything. Go to theproblemwithmoney.com today.
Is your organization looking for motivation and wisdom for living and working well without hype? Go to speakperformance.net to find the right speaker for you. We're a distinguished collaboration of uniquely qualified women authors and speakers dedicated to enlightening and empowering individuals and organizations with real-world solutions to the challenges we all face in these busy, overwhelming times. With signature presentations of Life Your Way, Enhance Your Positive Emotions to Confront Life's Challenges, and The Problem with Money? It's Not About the Money. Our speakers will inspire, empower, and transform the way you work and live. For more information, go to our website, speakperformance.net, or call 207-221-7753 today. That's 207-221-7753.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you tired of self-help books filled with pumped-up promises that get you nowhere? Have, do, and be it all in 10 easy steps. Reinvent yourself by Friday. Do you want a formula for success that really works in the real world? If you've had enough hype and are ready to make life-changing changes that stick, pick up a copy of Life Your Way by no-nonsense psychologist Amy Wood. You'll learn 10 proven and practical strategies for taking stress in stride and making the most of modern life on your terms. The U.S. Review of Books calls Life Your Way a pearl of practical wisdom among the swells of personal transformation writings flooding the information age. Life Your Way by Dr. Amy Wood. Go to amywoodpsyd.com or amazon.com and order your life-changing copy today.
Welcome back to The Money Dynamic. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Stay connected to us at themoneydynamic.com. Also check out my personal website, janehonig.com. You'll find both of us on Facebook and Twitter, and send us your questions and concerns to info@themoneydynamic.com. This is a live show, so please call in at 866-338-9663. Well, I hope some of you were able to take the self-assessment and get an idea of what your dynamic is. We've already talked about two of the dynamics: ambitious, who's creative, forward-thinking, looking for new opportunities. We talked about practical, where safety and security is important. Now I want to talk about a little bit about the logical element, and that is my secondary thing. And I've got to tell you, even though I designed the test, when I took it, I really hoped I wouldn't come out as logical because, you know, I've been an accountant my whole life, and I really like to think that maybe I've gone beyond it, but no, logical came out. What the logical element about is structure and planning and analysis, but not so much. Doesn't get stuck so much in analysis of numbers, but having a structure, an organized plan for how to make a decision. So sometimes when people come up as logical, they say, well, that's not me because I really am not comfortable with numbers and all that. But then I say, well, tell me more how you make a decision. And they say, well, you know, I make sure I look at everything. I know that I have checked out every important piece of this process before I buy a car. I've checked out all the dealers. I've looked at all the financing options. I've got it all covered, and then I make a decision. So that's logical because you like a structure to how you make decisions. And if you don't have the structure, you get a little uncomfortable. You get you don't feel like you're doing it right. And I know for me, because I have the logical and the ambitious, I have to have the structure of logical. Once I have it, I don't even need to look at it again. But I have to have that structure before I can relax, before I can feel comfortable in going forward. So that's what the logical element is about. Now, using logical too much to being unbalanced means you analyze forever. There's always one more thing to look at, or now there's new information. And it results in comments from your husband like I get, could you let it go? Because we logical people want to look at it one more time or from one more angle. So that's the logical element. I can't remember what your secondary was.
I don't think I'm logical, terribly logical. You know, like if I want a certain car, I don't think I'd look at all the... There were a few things, I guess, that would really matter to me. For one thing, I got over here today because my car will plow through the snow. That's really nice. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's very important to me. Does it get the best mileage? Well, you know, probably not, you know. But it does what I, you know, it has a good frequency of repair. I think I choose a few things that are really important to me, and that's how I make my decision. I don't think I do the analysis that you do.
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily do it about everything, but it's having a, well, like we were talking before the show started, I'm going to be packing up and moving and downsizing. It's like, okay, what's my plan for downsizing? You know, how am I going to do this? Well, once I know what the plan is, I can relax. Until I know what the structure of this particular thing is, I can't really settle into it. So the logical person just needs a plan. Now, how it pops up in money is, you know, you might have a clear plan for this is what how I spend my money. And it may not necessarily be written down, but in your head, you know, I have $500 this week and this is how I spend it. You know, I think of a client of mine who analyzes everything and always is another analysis to show how this is going to work, but then can't make a decision to move it forward because I have to look at it one more time. Mm-hmm. But you can see where needing structure is important in making decisions. Having a good idea of how am I going to do this can help you have a balanced money life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last master element that we haven't talked about is the relaxed mode. Now, the relaxed mode, what's important to them is what's happening in the moment. What's important is the relationships around them. What's important is the experience. Perhaps what you were talking about with your cars. What was important is being able to get through snow. And if it meant having a car to go through snow cost $5,000 or more, who cares? You wanted to go through the snow. So the relaxed doesn't necessarily pay much attention to money because it's not that important. And some of us may look at them like they're really irresponsible. They don't care. You can't, if they're a partner of yours, you can't get them involved to talk about money,
right,
because
yeah.
Sitting down talking about it makes them uncomfortable. It's not that important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've worked with people who say money isn't that important to me. I refuse to let money be part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's still part of your life, even if you're trying to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is.
Inadvertently being too relaxed, you're making it an even bigger part of your life because, you know, you may choose to ignore the bills that come in the mail, but then you start getting the phone calls.
Yeah.
You know. So, again, like all the other elements, using too much of it creates imbalance and creates a problem. But having the right amount of relaxed is important
mm-hmm.
because the relationships, today's experience, we don't want to lose that by focusing only on money.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I described the practical person who worries too much, how about how this is spending this today and what it's going to do in the future, I think of an example, okay, a father's daughter is going to prom. Wife is relaxed, takes the daughter out to buy a prom dress, comes home to show her dad, and all the dad can think of is, oh, my God, how much money did that cost? And then the practical, too much of the practical goes to, wow, that dress was expensive. Now how much are the shoes going to be? And, oh, my God, my daughter is getting so old. And before I know it, she's going to be married. How much is that going to cost me? You know, and
how much is the wedding? Yeah.
Right. And, again, like I said before, you go right on down the rabbit hole. So it's important with all of these master elements to have a balance, to be able to use a little of each, because too much just throws you out of whack. I just want to cut in here and remind you, this is a live show. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
1-866-338-9663. And I am also going to say, whoever is calling in to say that they love our show but they don't want to say anything, we really appreciate you calling in each month to say you love our show. I'd love to have you stay on the line and say a few words to us. I want to know who you are. But anyway, any of you out there who took this self-assessment at themoneydynamic.com, please call in and tell me what you think of your results. Does this tie? Does this correspond with who you think you are with money? Does it make sense? If so, why? If it doesn't, I want to hear that too. You know, why doesn't it feel like you? Because the real importance of this self-assessment isn't so much, is it accurate? It's a way to get you thinking about money, to get you saying, this is like me, but no, it's not because of this. You know, like I said at the beginning, this show is about why you do what you do. And to understand that, you have to understand who you are with money. So this opens up the conversation about who am I with money. I know you and Imo have had a lot of conversations because I bring you into this all the time.
Yes, but I love it. I love talking about it.
Yeah, because it helps us to figure out who we are. That was a really fast 12-minute segment.
It was.
But we did get through the four master elements, logical, practical, relaxed, and ambitious. So we are going to take a break. Please take that self-assessment at themoneydynamic.com and call in at 866-338-9663. We'll be right back.
It's easy to have problems with money. Everyone has them. But the problem with money is not about the money. It's about the beliefs and values that drive our financial lives. CPA and money coach Jane Honig's award-winning book, The Problem with Money? It's Not About the Money, will help you solve your money problems by changing the thinking behind your problems. This powerful little book will remove your financial blindfold and free you to live the life you want and deserve. Available as hardcover, ebook, and audiobook, this award-winning book can be found at local and online booksellers. As a special promo for Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, you can purchase The Problem with Money, It's Not About the Money, at theproblemwithmoney.com for just $7.99 plus shipping. Just enter DREAM in the coupon field. And as a bonus, you'll receive a free consultation when you subscribe. Don't wait to make 2012 the year that changes everything. Go to theproblemwithmoney.com today.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Is your organization looking for motivation and wisdom for living and working well without hype? Go to speakperformance.net to find the right speaker for you. We're a distinguished collaboration of uniquely qualified women authors and speakers dedicated to enlightening and empowering individuals and organizations with real-world solutions to the challenges we all face in these busy, overwhelming times. With signature presentations of Life Your Way, Enhance Your Positive Emotions to Confront Life's Challenges, and The Problem with Money? It's Not About the Money. Our speakers will inspire, empower, and transform the way you work and live. For more information, go to our website, speakperformance.net, or call 207-221-7753 today. That's 207-221-7753.
Are you tired of self-help books filled with pumped-up promises that get you nowhere? Have, do, and be it all in 10 easy steps. Reinvent yourself by Friday. Do you want a formula for success that really works in the real world? If you've had enough hype and are ready to make life-changing changes that stick, pick up a copy of Life Your Way by no-nonsense psychologist Amy Wood. You'll learn 10 proven and practical strategies for taking stress in stride and making the most of modern life on your terms. The U.S. Review of Books calls Life Your Way a pearl of practical wisdom among the swells of personal transformation writings flooding the information age. Life Your Way by Dr. Amy Wood. Go to amywoodpsyd.com or amazon.com and order your life-changing copy today.
Welcome back to the Money Dynamic. We have been talking about your personal money dynamic. Before I go there, I've got to remind you, this is 1510 AM WMEX Boston. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast. We want to hear from you, so email us at info@themoneydynamic.com. And just a reminder, you can also call me at area code 207-797-4100. I'd love to hear from you. And if you go to either my personal website, janehonick.com, or themoneydynamic.com, you'll see a contact form that you can fill out for a free consultation. So please take advantage of that. So we have a caller. Ed, are you there? We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. I enjoy listening to your show every month. And I was just wondering if you could describe a way of trying to get beyond an analysis paralysis stage, whether it's looking at a house or buying a car or choosing an investment strategy.
What I'll do is I'll
hang up and I'll listen to you through the radio if that's okay.
Okay, before you go, though, for our other listeners out there who may have this issue, can you describe it a little bit more to us? Tell us what happens when you get into that place.
Say, for example, if you want to pick a car, as you were saying about a few minutes ago, you know what you want out of it. You have two choices, and you hem and haw, and you go back and forth between two. You're using a valuable time that you'd use in other aspects of your life to do that. Or houses, for example, either one house or another house. You try to weigh the pros and the cons of everything, and you can analyze it to death so that you're not doing anything. You're
exactly.
Basically stalling out at that point.
You're right, right. Thank you. Thank you for calling,
thank you.
Ed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So the solution is bringing a little bit in of each of the elements. And so overanalyzing is you're just getting stuck in the structure and the analysis and everything, and you forget about why am I doing this. So why am I doing this is to have a nice house in my life, for a relationship with my children, with my spouse, whatever it is. So what am I losing by overanalyzing? So the first thing is recognizing you're overanalyzing, which you have identified. So you know you're in a place where you're using this element too much. So now you want to start flipping to the other elements. Okay, practical. How does the decision I'm going to make now affect me today? And how does it affect my future? So you might be looking at two houses and say, oh, I really like this house. This is really beautiful. And it might be your ambitious side that's kind of pushing you a little bit more to spend a little more than might be wise. So your practical steps in and says, okay, if we spend a little bit less now, that might mean we have a little more freedom in the future. So you listen to that piece. You listen, I kind of mentioned the relaxed piece of, which is going to feel best with my family. You draw in that piece. You draw in a little bit of each piece to counterbalance that overanalysis. And when you do that, you can then start looking at all sides of the analysis rather than just the money side of things rather than just doing it right. Because when we get stuck in the analysis paralysis, we're trying to make the perfect decision. So you have to appreciate there is no perfect decision.
There is no perfect decision. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what else would you add to that, Mo?
I think I would put a little bit of a heart into that decision. I think I would say, well, what really makes me feel good? You know, what really makes my family good, or how is it going to advance my soul, I guess?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you have to exactly do it. My soul would be advanced if I got a 100-acre farm, but I can't do that. You know, but but you can take that down as my soul would be advanced if I plant some spring flowers right now. You know,
right.
And so into that analysis thing is if you can find something that really makes your heart sing. I mean, I think that helps.
And that
put other things in order.
Yeah, and that's a bit of the relaxed side. You know, the relaxed element to remember, I have a life. I want a life. I want to experience something good, and I don't want to get stuck in this place. So, again, it's going back to finding balance between all four of the elements. And that's what our program does. That's what the Money Dynamic program does. And it's an online program. You can also order an at-home edition of it, so you have an actual book in front of you. But what the program does is show you how to bring all four elements into every decision, to how to balance and to know which element brings in which part of the decision-making thing. The other thing the program does is starts with letting you know all the different things that affect your money decision, all the outside influences, how your brain works, everything that influences what your dominant style is, because how you got your dominant element is based on past experience, based on family history, a whole lot of things influenced what that element is that you rely on. So the program helps you to understand all of that stuff, and it builds your awareness. Because like everything in life, for change to happen, you need to be aware. First, you need to be aware of what's going on. So as Ed pointed out, he gets stuck in the overanalyzing, in the paralysis analysis, analysis paralysis. He's aware. Now when he gets into that place, he can see it and he can go, okay, I have analyzed well. I have all the things stopped. Now what's important? If you don't have that awareness, you just keep analyzing until somebody says, I can't take this anymore, do something. You know, but you can't check yourself. So it always starts with awareness. So the Money Dynamic program raises your awareness so you recognize these things about yourself, and then so you can build new habits. So, Ed, thank you so much for calling
in. Yes, thank you, Ed. Nice to hear from you.
Yes. It really was a good example and allowed me to do a little bit of promoting here about what our Money Dynamic program does. Because the way we have talked about money in the past in our society isn't at this level. We always talk about how do you spend less, how do you save more, how do you make the right investment, and all of that stuff is important once you understand why you do what you do with your money. Until you have the awareness of how you make your decisions or the awareness of why you do things, you can learn that stuff. You can be an expert in that stuff, but you can't execute. You can't do what you really want to do because you have all these other unconscious things going on that keep you stuck with the same old behavior, that keep you stuck using that same master element over and over and over again and not advancing you to what you really want to do. So it's about raising awareness. It's about understanding why so you can make different choices. It's about learning how to make better decisions. not that you're making wrong decisions, but the way you're making them now is frustrating and stressful and keeps you feeling like you're on a hamster wheel just going round and round and round in circles and not getting to where you really want to be. So I encourage you, for those who haven't gone to take the self-assessment, please go to themoneydynamic.com. It's fun.
It's fun and it's free.
Right.
You don't have to analyze about money when you take it.
Yes. Yes. It's not going to show you that you spend too much or you don't save anything.
Right. It is not judgmental in any way, which is part of its beauty, I think.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was developed so it wasn't judgmental. The other thing that's really great about that self-assessment, for those of you who have a partner, if you both do it, it helps you to understand where the other person is coming from. It gives you a little bit of compassion for why the other person thinks the way they do, why you can't get them to talk about money, or why they won't ever let money go. So it really is a good tool for conversation. And it's really can help anybody who has to work with money together to have a different kind of conversation about money. You know, it can be used in budget meetings for corporations, for, you know, nonprofits, to find out, you know, we have five people around the table here working on the budget. Let's find out where everybody's coming from. Because the ideal group would be somebody who has one of each of the master element, so you've got a different viewpoint. And you might even think about some meetings you've been in where somebody has driven you absolutely batty. Well, now you can identify why. Because if they have too much of the logical element and you're not, and you don't have any of that, their need for structure and planning is going to drive you crazy. But once you understand that element, then you can say, okay, yeah, they have something to bring to the table. Anything you want to add here, Mo, that, you know, you think I've forgotten about what's important about these master elements or what you've discovered? That
I just love having not just one way of thinking about money. Myself, being the ambitious type, I have gone to extremes in my life. And I've paid for it, not to talk about money, but it has not worked that well. Or it has worked different. It worked better at different times in my life, let's put it that way, and different times in the economy, because we don't always have control over the economy, you know.
Point.
So,
very, very good point.
Yeah.
Certainly with the recession we just went through, being practical was a good mode to be
in. It certainly was, yeah.
And yet, being too practical, you can lose hope. So you need the practical to be reasonable about where you are, and you need a little ambitious to know there is something else coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Our time is up. Hard to believe. You can tell I could talk about these four dynamics forever. Find out more, as I've said, go to our website, take the free self-assessment, themoneydynamic.com, take advantage of the free consultation. Then fill out that contact form. We will be back next month, March 22nd. It will be spring.
It'll be spring.
At 6 p.m., and we're here the fourth Sunday of every month thereafter. Listen to our past shows at dreamvision7radio.com. They're on every Friday at 3 p.m. and 3 a.m. You can also find archives of past shows. So take advantage of that free self-assessment. Let me know what you think about your results, whether you like them or you don't. I really want to hear from you. And finally, Mo, thanks for being here at my side during another show of The Money Dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next month, and think spring.
Thank you for listening to The Money Dynamic with CPA Jane Honick and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month for more secrets and strategies for getting a better understanding of you and your money. You can create a new life with money when you understand it's not about what you do with your money, it's about why. For more information, find us on Facebook or at our website, themoneydynamic.com. Part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.